Well, if you want to just take a couple of moments and repeat after me. Lord, I have eyes that see. I have ears that hear. And my heart does perceive what you're speaking to me. Amen? Today, I was searching the heart of the Lord to see what he wanted. And he brought me to 2 Kings. So we're going to be touching a little bit on 2 Kings. And I'd like you to kind of run this message to you, not because I'm trying to scare anyone, but I am trying to say that the Lord advertises his abilities in chapter 2. And you see our Savior was taken up from the sight of men, very similarly to Elijah. And the word Gilgal is actually, it means a wheel or a rolling away, which is kind of cool. Because that's where Elijah is in chapter 2. And you're going to see that this is a prophetic type of message about what's happening to us as we follow. Like Elisha, not letting go of Jesus, but just simply staying with him. Like Elisha followed Elijah. The church could relate to listening to Jesus, watching his responses, etc. So chapter 2, verse 1, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal, meaning away from the stone that had been rolled away. Elijah said to Elisha, which is really meaning after the resurrection. Got it? Elijah said to Elisha, stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel. Bethel is the house of bread. You say, well, how did you get all this? Sometimes you need to study. But Elisha said, as surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel, the house of bread. The company of prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? Kind of cool that these prophets know, right? Yes, I know, Elisha replied, but do not speak of it. Why doesn't he want them to speak about it? Because he's trying to hold on with everything he knows to the one he's following and serving. Then Elijah said to him, stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he replied, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you. So they went to Jericho. The company of prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today? Yes, I know, he replied, but do not speak of it. Then Elijah said to him, stay here. The Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he replied, as surely as the Lord lives, as you live, I will not leave you. So the two of them walked on. Seven is important. 50 men in the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Why did they stand at a distance?
Lack of belief.
Are they doubting? Do they know that they have spoken the word, that they know what's about to happen, yet they're standing at a distance? That's the majority of the church. They look at Jesus and they don't want to follow. But the bride follows the bridegroom wherever he goes. They're married. Why does the bride follow the bridegroom? Because she's connected to him. There's a strong pull towards Jesus in the church and in the bride. The false bride knows what's happening. They know that it's going to happen. They got the word. But they stand at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it, and the water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. For your information, a double portion also means the portion of the firstborn. The firstborn son got what? Huh?
Double portion.
All of it. He got 100%. Why? Because he was left in charge of the whole family. Verse 10. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours, otherwise not." Why is it dependent on his vision being open, his eyes being open? Why?
He has to believe fully.
The church is blind and she can't see where he is. She's deaf because she's afraid. She runs to the opposite direction. She hides from the gifts of the Spirit. Why? You go to the average church in Chicopee, Springfield, Holyoke, you name it. And are you going to see the gifts of the Spirit operating in fullness? Why?
I think they're afraid. I don't think...
They're like the 50. They stand at a distance. And if they open their mouth, they get them shut. Because they're not allowed to speak. Or act. Or react. Why is it important to follow Jesus every step of the way and not let him out of your sight? Because the bride will have what? An inheritance. Ah! Woo-hoo! The bride's going to get what?
An inheritance.
The inheritance. Now, how many that are standing far off are going to get that inheritance?
No.
Oh, really? So do you want to be a part of the 50? Or do you want to be a part of the bride? And there's a what road less travel?
A narrow
road. How many want to walk on the narrow road?
Well, it's not comfortable. I don't like what I see on both sides. Whoa!
Oh, I think I'll back off. I think I'll stand over here. And I'll let them do it. Let the other one do it. Oh, there's a price to pay for giving out the word of God. But I'll let somebody else do it. I don't think I'm going to bother speaking in tongues. I have the gift, but I'm not going to use it because I really don't know what I'm saying. So I'm not going to bother developing my spiritual senses because what's the use? I'm living in this earth and it's dumb and nobody should be having to live under these conditions.
Amen, amen.
I don't think we should have any more children because bringing them up in this kind of an atmosphere is horrible, so we should definitely not have children. I quote, just a few weeks ago I heard those words coming out of somebody that has been married just a few months. And the purpose of marriage is what?
Propagate the baby.
Yes. Bring up little ones. Bring up little ones into this realm so that they can help take over the mess. Not subdue what? Fear? Walk away and hide in the corner? Don't get me too close to Jesus because after all, I might get laughed at.
Amen.
You might.
Amen.
But they were already laughing. I got news for you. How many have had a few laugh at you? Thank you. Thank you. So while they're laughing at you, somebody else gets a break.
Correct.
Okay? Think about that. Elisha stuck with the Lord. He followed until he received, and he did see him leave in a whirlwind. And there was an awesome thing. See, just because you and I see in the spirit or hear him speak, the gifts are all intermingled among the body. That's why we need every single member. You say, well, I don't see. Well, your ears might be developed. Well, I don't see or hear. How about your sensitivity? Your spiritual perception? Do you have to compare yourself to see if you have value? That didn't record well on the machinery.
No,
you shouldn't have to.
You should be obedient to the Lord no matter what the cost, as best you can. Stick your neck out a little bit.
Come on.
Step out. Okay, what did it say? Stand up. Hands raised, legs are strengthened to walk forward. The door behind you has closed. What is past is past. If you want to stand off in the corner 50 feet away, it's fine for you, but it's not for me. Amen?
Amen.
It's a new beginning. Step into the third heaven. Yeah! Let's go through that door.
Amen.
Okay? Don't say, oh, well, I don't know if I can handle it. Neither do I know if you can handle it, but you'll never know until you try it.
Amen.
I know I'm preaching. Lift your hands to him. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Do your work.
Do your work.
I'm a willing person. A part of the body of Christ. Give me what I need to have. To build up the body.
To
make it prosperous. And to make it alive in Christ. What the gifts you have.
Given to me.
Let them be multiplied.
And
let my neighborhood.
Taste.
The goodness of the Lord.
Through me.
In Jesus' name. I pray. Amen? I could give you more, but I think you've got the message. Amen? Blessings to you. Share some hugs with each other. If you've got a couple of extra, I could use one.